Hi, Jill. I'm thankful that we're able to talk today as far as how we can have Voices Live On helping veterans in a new way. And one of the initiatives that we want to basically get started is employing inactive veterans, even disabled veterans, so they could end up being the interviewers or story guides for the elder veterans. I'd like for you to just kind of talk a little bit about what you think about that and how you think that could really benefit and what they would get out of it.
Well, first of all, you know, sometimes veterans won't talk to anybody else but somebody who's been there, done that. So pairing veterans with veterans is really, I think, an important piece of the whole picture, because, you know, they're not going to share some things with somebody who doesn't get it, you know. So right. I think that's they have that commonality and experience together, no matter what generation they're from. So and it would be also across branch lines too. For instance, you know, a Marine veteran can relate to an Army veteran because they were in the military.
Right.
So it doesn't matter which branch of service that they served in.
Okay.
Either. You know, it's just a brotherhood having served in the military.
One thing that we've discussed is the fact that by them listening to those other stories from somebody else, that they're going to get therapy from it, because they're going to, you know, be able to hear what someone else has gone through and be able to relate that to also what they've gone through. Do you think that's true?
Oh, absolutely. That's why there are some peer groups set up through the VA even. They have they have a KIA group that where their peers have been killed in action, and they have mental health support because of that. And so, you know, you can't have an outsider go into that group and understand, and nor do they want to share their experience with an outsider. And so a lot of times the VA will employ other veterans so they get it, they understand that. So I think the program with veterans interviewing other veterans can be very strong, because they all get it.
I think
all understand it.
Something else I think that would be very important, especially with veterans that are away, that are active, that veterans that would be working with us being able to communicate with those veterans that are overseas families and capture those messages to be able to send overseas, so then they can listen to them. I think that would also be a really unique subset to the service.
Absolutely. And, you know, a large part of our military these days are reserves. So there are employment issues, because, you know, we have to have an employer who is willing to employ someone from the military who's going to have to go away from their job for a little while, and their family, and those create some separate challenges. So any time we can help with a veteran talking to a veteran who's experienced those kinds of issues, it'll be important. It'll be important to share the message and the struggles.
And something else to also think about is that at all of our memorials, especially the World War Memorial downtown, there's so many individual stories within the building structure of history that also could be captured and could be hypothetically attached to their website or whatnot. That could be for any World War Memorial or any memorials in general. So that's another thought that hopefully we kind of expand and explore throughout this process. But I really appreciate you taking the time today, and looking forward to seeing how we can help veterans helping veterans.
Thank you, Sean.
You got it.